Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
San Francisco voters will decide in November whether to tax large businesses to pay for the homeless and housing services. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Mater. Phil, we know the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce has its reservations about this. How do others feel about it?
Well, polling is split. It either looks like a slam dunk or it could be a tough fight, depending on which side you're talking to. But I want to talk a little bit about what's going on here, because it's not just, you're not just going to see this in San Francisco. You're going to start seeing this all around Northern California, and in fact, the state. A while ago, there was a court decision that changed how we vote on taxes. It used to take a city council or a county board of supervisors would put a measure on the ballot, and it would take two-thirds of a vote to raise taxes. And that's virtually impossible to reach. That's a real tough number to get two-thirds of the voters to say yes to anything. But there was a court decision that changed that, and it said that if voters go out and gather signatures and put it on through the initiative process, in other words, those people outside your grocery store asking you to sign this, if you get enough signatures and it goes on the ballot that way, you only need 50 plus 1% to pass. That makes it a lot easier to pass a tax. And so what we're going to be seeing, we're seeing this now, you have a problem. In San Francisco, the problem is homelessness. You say you want or need money. They want $300 million more a year on it. So the idea is you go and then you say, where's the money going to come from? And as you said, the target is usually going to be something big. Big soda, big tobacco, big business. You put them on the one as paying for it. You put that combination together, get it on the ballot, and there's a good chance it'll pass.
So the question, Phil, is how much more money is needed to solve a problem that seems intractable?
Well, that is what the Chamber of Commerce is going to be saying as they fight this measure. They're saying that San Francisco's got an $11 billion budget, which is bigger than most states. It's spending $300 million a year on homeless services. How much more can we spend? They're also going to be pointing out that while the tax is aimed at big businesses, a lot of times that ricochets down to you and I, because while it might feel good to say we're going to tax big businesses, that also includes everything from Macy's to Safeway to PG&E, and they're going to in turn either, you know, move out of, close down their shops, or they're going to pass that tax on to us, and we're going to wind up paying it. But that's politics, Dan. It's you don't tax me, you don't tax you don't tax me, you tax the guy behind the tree. As for whether the money actually works, well, don't expect anything like this to include a caveat that says, oh, by the way, you know, certain conditions have to be met, people have to do certain things, you know, because there is a real question, and we're spending $300 million now. If $300 million more is going to change anybody's behavior, including people not wanting to have homeless housing built next to them, or if it's just going to mean more money and attract more people here. All this is going to wind up on the ballot. You're going to see it here on this issue. You'll see it in San Jose and others on other issues as everybody continues to try to make, you know, government work one way or another. And taxes, well, I'd be real interested to finally see one that reduces a tax hit the ballot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.